When I first became a stockbroker, I went to all my friends who were black, and I asked them about opening up an account with me, and everybody told me no. And I was really disheartened by that because I thought that, you know, they would want to do some investing with me. But they didn't. They said no. And they said they didn't have the money to invest. And then I noticed that they had all these fine cars and homes and everything. And I said, well, I guess maybe they don't. They're spending all their money on this. But it really hurt my feelings because they didn't even make an attempt. So I asked myself, why is it that black people don't invest their money? Why is it? And I thought about it, and I said, well, because they're so busy spending all their money. You know, it's like what I was talking about earlier. And I said, but, you know, and then I would ask, and they would say, well, certain, you know, black people that would come out to the seminars and stuff like that, they said it was lack of education. So I really pumped up doing workshops, free workshops, you know, anything to get black people in and get them educated on what they can do. At the end of it, they came, they saw, they left. They still didn't invest. They still went right across the street to the local mall and decided that that's what they were going to do, spend all their money on that. And it was amazing because in my tenure of handling investments and so forth, I've really seen black people miss out, a lot of black people, not all, a lot of black people miss out on some fantastic investment opportunities because we don't really understand the importance of investing. And so you have to ask yourself, if you're not investing, and I'm not talking about a 401k, all that stuff, I mean, half the time you don't even know what it is, you don't even know what's in it, so I'm not even talking about that. You get a job and they tell you to get that and you do that, and that's commendable that you'd be wise enough to sign up for it, but I'm just saying even outside of that, you need to be doing investing. And if you're not doing that, ask yourself why. I mean, I asked a friend of mine, what would she do if she ran out of money? You know, how can she prevent herself from running out of money? And she told me if she ran out of money that, you know, she'd have a real big problem because she didn't have a way to replace the money and all that. And so I said, well, what would you do to prevent yourself? She said, well, I would save my money. And I said, well, are you saving your money now? She said, well, yeah, I'm saving a little bit of it. I said, well, do you think you're saving enough? She said, no. I said, well, why not? She said, I don't know. I said, well, are you investing any of your money? She says, no. And I said, but now you know that that's the only way to build wealth is to invest. She says, yeah, I know that, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know enough about it. And I said, well, what do you want to know? And so she didn't even know what she wanted to know. And so it was like a big puzzle. In other words, it was a bunch of excuses to continue doing what she had been doing, which was spending all her money making other people rich and doing what she thinks is living a good life, which is really living a complicated life. And what I'm asking you to do is search within yourself and ask yourself, why am I not investing? Why am I not taking advantage of the stock market? And I can tell you that if you're not, you're really missing out on a fantastic opportunity, because there are stocks that you can buy as little as $25 per month you can invest in. And the thing about it, like I said, again, people always kind of cut me down when I say that. And you know, I said, well, you know, you say $25, $50 a month, and that's not a lot of money, and, you know, that's not going to add up to nothing, and da 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 da. I hear y'all don't imagine the kind of flap I hear. But you know what? I'm going to give you a number here, and I think that might change your mind. Because a lot of you, you know, strive to be millionaires, right? And you want to be wealthy. You want to have your life and live your life the way you want to do it. But get this. If you were just 25 years old, you decide to invest $50 a month till you were 65 years old, you got the 12% return, which is, you know, about average return of stock market compounded monthly, you would have $594,121. That's exactly what you would have. That's not bad, huh? Over $500,000 just for $50 a month. That's not bad at all. I mean, so it's just, but you got to start. Now, imagine if, you know, you got that kind of job that you can put back a little bit more. Let's say you're 25 and you invested $100 a month at the same 12% interest compounded monthly. And when you did that until you were 65, now guess what? You'd have $1,188,242. That's how you become a millionaire, people. It's called discipline. okay? And if you don't have it, you'll never be wealthy. You'll never be wealthy, ever, ever. Because wealthy people have discipline, okay? They learn how to deny themselves of all the things that are a waste of money. $100,000, $500,000 for a car, and it's a waste of money, okay? Because the car is not worth anything when you start driving. It automatically starts to lose value. But let's say that you're 25, and you can invest $250 a month. That you got that kind of job, but you can do that up until you're 65. And we know that as you get older, your income becomes greater, and so you probably can put back even more money. But just keeping the same 250, 12% return compounded monthly till you're 65, you'd have $2,970,605, almost $3 million by the time you retire. So that's how you build wealth. That is exactly how you do it. And I think that black people need to get off the couch, stop making excuses, and we need to get ourselves educated. And most of all, we need to take action. Because without action, you can never reap the rewards of what's out there. And so that's what you need to be doing. If you're not doing it, if you are doing it, go tell somebody else that they need to be doing it. Help them understand the process so that they can be wealthy too. Because I can tell you one downside to being wealthy and all your friends are not wealthy is that you never have anybody to play golf with because everybody's at work. So that is a drag that I get to be at home and relax and enjoy my life, but all my friends are at work, so I can't go play tennis or golf or nothing with nobody because everybody's at work. So make sure that you're teaching that not only to yourself but to your children and to anybody that you come in contact with, because you know what? If you're doing that, you're doing the right thing, because that's what it's all about. It's each one teach one, okay? That's what it's really all about. That's what it's really all about.